Jack, your destiny as a club is very, very much in your own hands over the last six games.
Yeah, it is very much. You know, we've got, you know, we've just got to make sure in the next six games we're focusing on our own games and not worrying about what opposition are doing and what OAs are doing. We've just got to make sure that we're going out there and focusing on what our weekly goals are and winning five of the last six games, really.
Well, that's right. I mean, what you can afford to drop and what you can't afford to drop doesn't really matter. I mean, it sounds simple, but all you've got to do is six straight wins with bonus points in each of them, and there's no danger whatsoever.
Yeah, it's simple as that, really.
That's the script. You just got to follow it, yeah?
It is simply as that. If we win the next five games with bonus points, then, you know, with the game to spare, hopefully we'll have a nice time at the end of April. But there's a lot of work to do yet.
Two defeats this season, just the two, both to the same club, Bishop Stortford, who are, what, third in National 2 South at the moment. And the way that the boys have played this season, there's no danger whatsoever that they're going to say, oh, we can afford to lose one, because they just do not want to lose at all.
Yeah, exactly. The you know, we've been really hard on the guys. There's no complacency being thrown in there, and we've been working pretty hard last night, and tomorrow we'll be focusing on what we need to do to beat Barnes, and then there's a week off next Saturday, you know, as well. So, and then a run in of the last five, so that'll be good.
A few days out from a weekend fixture, what are your preparations like come Wednesday, Thursday?
So we're pretty much now just finalising conversations with coaches, really, on who and who we want to pick, and there's some selection dilemma around how we're going to attack and how we're going to look at getting at weaknesses with Barnes and stuff. So we're going to do that, and then tomorrow we'll have specific goals on how we're going to, you know, go at Barnes and you know, identify weaknesses they've got and stuff. So we'll know by lunchtime tomorrow of our preparation for Thursday night and leaning into Saturday.
And Barnes will have a little bit of a bone to pick with you, because I got absolutely hammered at Grantchester Road before Christmas. I think it was 62-15, and we all know how much that hurts.
Yeah, from my point of view, we've got goals defensively each week, and when we played Barnes last time out, they did cause us some problems, especially in the first half. And they've got some good players. They've got a good back three. They've got a fly half that kicks his goals. The nine's a threat around the ruck, around the breakdown. So, you know, it's going to be a real good test. Like you say, it is a potential banana skin, but, you know, we just stay focused on what we're doing and make sure we get those things right.
Bit of representative rugby over the last couple of weeks as well. James Stokes and Brett Danes, in particular, and Dan Seal have been at England Counties, and three guys playing for the Army today as well. Mm-hmm. So that's six players whom you might have to manage back in a little bit.
Yeah, so you've got Brett, Dan and Stokes, who all trained last night. Hopefully they're all going to be you know, fighting fit tomorrow to train, and then for Saturday. And then the lads playing with Ricky Vessels and Chris Leatham playing tonight. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll all come through unscathed and we'll be ready for to Saturday if they're involved.